He's a varsity coach at Rossville Baseball. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll be with Andrew Quinn, Clinton Central varsity baseball coach.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse, and that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WILO Skywatch Weather.
Turning cloudy this afternoon, and we'll have a few rain showers late today, the high 50. Rain likely tonight with a low of 33. Partly sunny on Sunday, the high 53. On Monday, we'll be up to 60. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. In Frankfort, we're specializing in baseball this hour as we're talking Clinton County baseball. We've got Jamie Blacker here and also Andrew Quinn, coach at Clinton Central. Good morning again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Coach Quinn. Talked to Matt Scott, Clinton Prairie Baseball Radio this morning, and Brad Scott from Rossville Baseball. You know, 2020 was a year that nobody wanted, but, you know, nobody got to play. But last year, everybody got going again, and I think Clinton Central had a special year last year playing baseball. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. We won our first sectional at the school since 2005. We finished a couple games over 500 for the first time in a few years. In my first year with the program, I was really excited to see the team hit the ground running and be successful, and hopefully we can continue to build off of that.
Coach Quinn, can you talk a little bit about your upcoming season here, where you guys are, you know, if you played a game yet, or where you're at in your season?
Sure. So we have played one game this year. We played Lafayette Central Catholic this past Tuesday for opening day, and it was a tough game for us. LCC is an extremely talented program, obviously, and you know, knew that it was going to be a daunting task for us, but I was proud of our guys for competing and staying in the game the entire way through. Team this year, you know, we are definitely going to be a little bit younger than we were last year. We graduated about 8 or 9 guys from last year, including our shortstop and JT Holton, who's pitching at IU Kokomo now. He's off to a terrific start for his college career.
That's great to hear.
Awesome to see. Yeah, but no, I'm really excited about this team because we do have a lot of younger guys that didn't get a ton of opportunities last year, but learned a lot and really applied themselves in the weight room during the off season, and you know, you can tell that they're coming out with a lot more confidence than they did last year, and there's a lot of battles going on for playing time, so it'll be excited to see how the final 9 shape out for us.
That's an interesting point you just brought up about the weight room. I think a lot of programs, you know, you just think about that being for football, but I see more and more programs for basketball and baseball and, you know, even proven quickness for track and sports like that, that's key to growing and improving your team.
Yeah, I would agree, and you know, that's one of the big things I've tried implementing in the last you know, almost 2 years since I've been at Clinton Central. Before I came here, I coached at Wabash College for 2 years, and Coach Martin at Wabash gave me the opportunity to kind of lead and run all of the strength and conditioning activities with the baseball team there, and it was a lot of fun for me, getting to play around with some stuff and getting to help develop guys, and especially, you know, at that level, when you're working with 18 to 22 year olds, you're seeing some grown men,
right,
get after it, and so that was a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to bring some of that to our culture here, and foster guys that want to work hard in the weight room and be strong everywhere, because that's only going to help us as baseball players.
We're speaking with Andrew Quinn. He's the head varsity baseball coach for Clinton Central. Coach, do you have any seniors on the team this year?
Say that again, sorry.
Do you have any seniors on the team this year?
Yeah, we do have, I believe we've got 3 seniors. Caleb Houston, who is our returning center fielder. Matthew Harker, who started for us in our sectional and regional game in left field. I have Keegan Burnett as well, who played second base for me last year. You know, those are 3 guys that contributed for us, and hopefully they're going to put themselves in opportunities to continue contributing for us again this year.
A big part of the game is pitching. Can you talk a little bit about who might be on the mound for the Bulldogs this coming season?
Sure. So we do have a few guys that are putting themselves in great opportunities out the gate to get some major innings for us, and obviously we got 2 big sets of shoes to fill, losing JT and losing Drew Hostetter, our two best pitchers from last year. But Owen Coker is a junior for us. He actually was our primary catcher last year, kind of caught out of necessity for us when some stuff went south before the season started, and he did an excellent job behind the plate. But we're going to give him more opportunities to pitch because that's kind of his MO, is playing infield and pitching, so I'm excited to see him compete in those realms for us this year. I've got Luke Davison, who's a sophomore, pitched quite a bit for me as a freshman last year. He's in the same boat as Owen. He's a reliable infielder and a solid pitcher, and I'm excited to see his progression from his freshman to sophomore year. And then Troy Smith is a junior for us. He's our left-handed pitcher. Troy's really gotten after it in the weight room this offseason, and his fastball velocity's up a few miles an hour from where it was last spring. So he's put himself in a great spot as well to compete for us on the mound. And then I do have a handful of freshmen that I think are going to get some opportunities. JT's younger brother Daniel is a freshman with me. I'm excited to see him progress. I've got Cole Davison, who's Luke's cousin. He's going to be a solid pitcher for us this year. Clayton Stevens, he's another freshman that can pitch for us. And then Carson O'Brien's another freshman that can pitch. So we're going to be in a good spot for pitching this year, and what I'm really excited about, too, is all of those guys are going to get to play for me again next year as well. So we should have plenty of pitching depth, and I'm excited to give a lot of those guys opportunities.
You were talking earlier about playing Central Catholic last week. Who you got coming up this week, Coach?
We've got our home opener on Thursday against Pioneer. We're playing them at 5 o'clock, and Pioneer's a team that we had on the schedule last year, but we got rained out and we didn't get to play them, so I'm excited to get to see what their squad's looking like, and like I said, excited to see how our boys can kind of bounce back after a tough game against LCC this week.
Talking with Matt Scott earlier, I asked him the question about Hoosier Heartland baseball and what, you know, the two top teams. He thought Carroll and Delphi would be up there, and then he's thinking the middle run with Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Sheridan, and some of those programs would be right in there. What do you expect out of that conference this year, Coach?
Sure. Well, I think it's awesome for us that we do get to play in a very competitive conference. It only helps us as ball players to rise to the occasion, but at the same time, it gets us ready for those games down the stretch of the season where a lot more is on the line, but knowing that you've competed against some good teams. Carroll's definitely going to be really talented. They were a tough team for us last year, but I'm excited to get a chance to play against them. And I know Delphi is going to be competitive. I know Eastern's going to be very competitive this year. In terms of the middle, you know, anything can happen at this point. It's baseball. But no, there's definitely going to be some strong talent, and like I said, I'm excited to see all the teams compete and be successful this year.
We talked at the very beginning when you got on here about winning that sectional last year. Can you go a little more in depth on how, you know, special that was for the Bulldog community to get that sectional win? It's always very special in any sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I was blown away last year with the support that we received as a program from people in the community and from the families that are involved in the baseball program and just in the athletics in general here at Clinton Central. And, we got great turnout throughout the course of the season. We had tremendous support from families and from just fans. And, you know, I don't recall the exact tally, but I want to say that the turnout for our sectional championship game against Rossville, we had to have close to, you know, a couple thousand people that were there. And it was really special afterwards. You know, it was all kind of a blur to me because I was just as excited as the players were. But, I had so many people that were coming up and congratulating me and congratulating my staff. And, some people I had met, some people I hadn't gotten a chance to meet before, some people that had come back that had played, you know, 10, 20 years previously. And I thought that was just really, really cool just to see how much it did mean to everybody in the community. And, you know, hopefully it's the first of many for us. You know, we can continue to keep that rolling and continue to keep getting people a reason to come back out and watch us.
That's great to hear. It's always good to see a program in the community do real well. We talked about playing Lafayette Central Catholic last week, but I think I saw on Twitter you played that game at Loeb Stadium, correct?
Yes, we did.
Was that a neat experience for the Bulldogs to go over there and play?
Oh, my goodness. Their jaws were dragging along the floor when we walked in and jumped off the bus. It's a beautiful stadium. I had played at Loeb about 5 or 6 years ago when I was in the Prospect League. That was before they had tricked it out and redone it and flipped it around and made it all turf. So I was pretty amazed just to see how nice of a facility we were getting a chance to play at. And, I definitely think that's something the boys will never forget, getting an opportunity to play on a field as nice as that.
Well, Coach Quinn, it's been great talking with you this morning. Do you got anything else you want to talk to us about before I let you go?
I don't think so. I, again, just wanted to say thank you for giving me a chance to come on and talk about the team. And like I said, I'm excited to see our boys compete and continue to make improvements throughout this year.
Well, thanks for being on. We've been speaking with Andrew Quinn, the Clinton Central baseball coach. Coach, we'll try to get you on a few more times before the season's over and maybe even talk about another sectional championship.
All right, sounds good. Let's do it.
Thanks. Have a great season. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Tim Galati. He's the Frankfort Hot Dog track and field coach.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse, and that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We are focusing on baseball today. We've also got to talk a little track and field this morning with Coach Galati with Frankfort Track and Field, as we have Jamie Blacker here and the coach on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good morning, Coach. Thanks for being on. Know a little bit of late notice yesterday to get you on, but we talk about Frankfort Track and Field. And Kevin and I were just talking about every time you drive into Frankfort, you just get a reminder of Frankfort Track and Field and Colton Crum. So it's on the mindset of everybody every day. Wouldn't you agree, Coach?
Yeah. He was definitely a great athlete still.
Is he still at Notre Dame? That was going to be my next question.
I believe so. I don't know if he competed in the indoor season, but I know he definitely was competing there last season.
That's great to hear. It's always a difficult time of year here in the end of March and this, you know, moving into April in the Indiana, because you just never know what the weather's going to be. Have you guys been able to get out on at the track and field site and get some things going?
Yeah, a little bit. And I mean, speaking of that, we actually were trying to do an inter-squad meet, just basically a practice meet yesterday, but also Thursday, and both of those didn't go well, obviously, with weather.
Right.
But that happens. Hopefully, you know, it'll be better once we start up with our real meets next week.
Coach, how many years have you been with the Hot Dogs?
Well, coaching track, this is only, I think, third or fourth year, depending on, you know, the COVID year that didn't happen.
Sure.
But as far as teaching, it's been 20 years, and cross country has been 19 years.
Can you talk a little bit about, I've asked the three baseball coaches, we had Coach Dudley on last week, but how that 2020 year not competing, how that worked out for your program, and how it worked into last year?
It definitely probably set us back a little bit. I would say like the fall sports were probably more effective than the spring sports, quite honestly. We that following year when we were able to compete, that would have been last year, right?
Sorry, right.
It's been so long, hard to remember.
Yes, that's right.
It seemed like it didn't really hurt us, and if anything, it might have been a good thing for the track team because we're such a young team. That 2020 year, we would have been relying on a lot of freshmen and sophomores, especially on the boys' side. And sometimes, you know, that, especially with the boys, that can be a little bit of a disadvantage if you're competing a bunch of seniors. And with that in mind, we did improve, within the conference, about three spots. We moved up, last year when we had those guys as, like, sophomores and juniors and, you know, one or two seniors, helping us out and doing well. So, it kind of, you know, hurting the area of like being able to like, you know, still continue to improve with like technique and things like that. But as far as like hurting us, I don't think it really did at all. And then the girls were, you know, back to back with that gap year in the middle missing back-to-back third in the conference. So, you know, we just, you know, stayed the course there, too.
Well, looking ahead to this year in 2022, how's your numbers for your girls and boys program for the Hot Dogs?
I think the boys are, like, within about 5 or 6 of what we had last year, you know, a little bit less, but still, we only lost, I think, only about 2 or 3 seniors on the boys' side, maybe, that were major contributors. So we didn't really lose too much as far as, like, what we, you know, are returning. And then on the girls' side, I think we only lost, again, like, 1 or 2 seniors. I think 2 seniors that were contributors. And then as a result of that, we got a lot of freshman girls coming in, and we've actually, I think, almost close to doubled our numbers from last year on the girls' side. So we only had about 16 or 17 girls on the team, and I believe there's like 18 or 19 spots that need to compete at a conference meet. So we had a lot of girls doubling and tripling and even quadrupling, but did really well in all those events. But now we got definitely more depth, I think, in the upper 20s with our numbers, so that's definitely good to see.
On the boys' side, can you talk a little bit about some of the guys that will be competing probably in 4 events for you to help score for the Hot Dogs?
We don't have too many guys that will do that. I think the only one that kind of comes to mind that might be doing a lot of events would be Angel Perez. Last year he did that. I think he was in the 3 events. But he was one of, you know, definitely our top returning distance runner, along with Josue Bautista Ventura. Both those guys will be doing quite a few events for us. Other good, like, guys that contributed either to a few events or even just one event for us that did well would be Logan Wills, high jump and long jump, made it to regionals for both of those actually last year, and then Sam Michael is coming back too as a 100-meter regional qualifier as well. So, I mean, those are definitely, and both those guys are seniors as well, along with Josue. So those are definitely some major senior contributors for the boys' side.
You bring up Sam Michael before I talk to you about the girls. I was actually at that West Lafayette sectional last year, and I think he got 3rd in that 100.
Yeah,
is that correct?
It was like a photo finish, I'm pretty sure, too.
Which,
as well,
the 2 guys ahead of him went to the state finals. So
yeah. And weren't they like 1-2, I think?
Or yeah, right. The kid from Harrison and I think the kid from Jeff. But it was pretty impressive to watch Sam run. I knew he was fast. I've known the kid for a long time, but I think he's got another book. I think both those kids probably back for those other 2 programs, but Sam's probably got another chance to get him.
Yeah, hopefully. And I know, like, the previous years, he was always struggling with some injury issues, like freak injuries. I think in his freshman year's case, we got injured going off a long jump board at one of our meets early in the season. So it was nice to finally have him be able to finish the season with injury-free and be able to do what he did.
Can you speak a little bit on the girls' side, where you think your team's going to be and who might be leading them?
And like I said, we got 3rd the 2 seasons we were able to have that I've been coaching them. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be able to maybe get at least top 3 again because of a lot of our major contributors, one of which is definitely going to be Karina Alanis, just like cross-country. She was a great leader, great competitor. Last year she scored in the conference meet in 3 events. She did 4 events. The mile, I think I had her do the 800. I can't remember. Maybe it was just 3 events. But anyway, the mile, the 3200, which are the toughest 2 to double out of all the events, just because they're the longest.
The events I didn't want to participate in. Go ahead.
And then contributed in the 4x4, and usually she was like our second fastest girl. I mean, a 400 and a 3200, that's quite a spread of different distances,
right?
Wide range, and she's can do well in that, although she shows how great of an athlete she is. Lorena Perez, she scored in a couple events for us last year, mainly the high jump, and then I think she scored in the long jump as well, but I don't think she's going to do the long jump this year, but we'll see. Mia Hernandez and Peyton DeBris, they're kind of like our jack of all trades, I guess you could say. They're contributing in hurdles at the pole vault, in the 4x4 and the 4x1. So that's definitely a lot of different events and can do well as well. And every single one of them scored in conference, I believe, for all 4 of those.
Do you have some meets coming up this week, Coach?
Yeah, if all goes well with the weather,
sure.
We actually have a ridiculous amount of home meets this year. I believe we have six, like almost the entire schedule is at home. So Tuesday and Thursday, our first 2 weeks, Tuesday at home, it'll be Clinton Prairie and Weston Boone that will be coming for that one. And then Harrison, and then we added Faith Christian this year to that meet. So now we got Faith Christian with us against Harrison, also at home on Thursday.
The Frankfort Hot Dogs are a member of the Sagamore Conference, and can you talk a little bit about possibly, you know, how that's going to work out for you guys this year and where you feel like you might end up in the conference?
Well, like I said earlier, the girls, I don't see why we wouldn't be able to stay in the top three of the conference, just because we our depth and there are a lot of girls that are able to do a lot of things. And then for the boys, it's always hard to tell just because I don't know who exactly is returning. With track, there's so many different events, it's hard to know, you know, who's
right.
Doing well from which team and when and what school, or you know, did they graduate? I don't know. But it's hard to know, but I know our goal usually should be, you know, just trying to get in that top half of the conference. I think we were fifth last year, just missed. But, you know, the first year I was coaching, we were last. So as long as we keep improving in the right direction, you know, that's the important thing.
I still think you guys have a county meet, correct, where all the county schools come in and participate? Is they still
yeah.
do that?
Yep.
Is that coming up here later in May, probably?
Yeah, it's usually, like, right in the center, right in the middle of the schedule. I think Central's hosting it this year.
Okay. All right. We'll try to keep an eye on that. Coach, you got anything else you want to talk with us about before we let you go?
No, I don't think so.
Hey,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll try to get you on here, you know, later in the season. We'll try to keep up progress of how the hot dog track program is.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks for taking the time this morning, Coach. I know you got to get out and get to practice, but appreciate you being on.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. That was Tim Galati, head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs track and field team. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back to finish up.